Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're taking a break from our study in Genesis as Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier teaches on the spiritual stepping stones for our walk with Christ. Here's Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
And so this issue of godliness is this mentality of reverence and respect towards the house of the Lord, towards the things of the Lord, towards the Lord Himself. Now, what that means for you may be different than what it means for the person next to you, but it needs to mean something to you. It needs to be considered and addressed outwardly and inwardly. Why? So that above everybody and everything else, every situation we may find ourselves in, the Lord has a superior respect and reverence in our life. Whether it's our outward appearance or our inward, whatever it may be, that is the point in this issue of godliness. That He is at the top. No one else is idolized above Him through the effort that we go in to prepare ourselves. We may prepare ourselves hours, not just outwardly, but inwardly. For an event, a job interview, well, I'm going to prepare myself, make sure I've got the answers, make sure I'm ready, I'm calm, I'm collected, my mind's in the right space. But when it comes time to worship, it's just, well, doors are open, you know, stroll on in. Who knows what we've just been thinking or saying in the parking lot before entering in here. So many other situations in life, we would never dare approach that way. But we be so bold as to come into the house of God in such a fashion. And these things ought not to be so. That's this building block of godliness, this respect and this reverence. So there's a way for this godliness to be. I like verse 16, if you're still there in 1 Timothy chapter 3. It says, and without controversy, literally everyone can confess the same thing. We're all in unity about this. Without controversy, great is the mystery or the secret of godliness. Great is the secret of godliness, this mentality of reverence and respect. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, received up into glory. There's no secret to this thing of reverence or respect for the Lord. We fail to respect Him because we forget the things He's done in our life. Herein lies the key to this godliness, in that Jesus Christ did all that He did for you. And when we remember that, our attitude and perspective towards the Lord takes on a whole new meaning. If He did all of that for us, then when I enter into these doors for worship, can I not have taken the time to make sure that I'm in the proper place mentally and spiritually, that my heart's clean and pure before the Lord? But when we forget the things that He's done and the things that He has planned, He's received up into the glory, He's coming again. We forget these things and we lose that respect and that reverence. It's very hard to disrespect anyone when you think of the good things they've done for you. You tend to be infinitely more forgiving towards your brother or sister, your friend, when you think on the times they've been there for you or the things that they've done for you. Suddenly, you can overlook a fault a lot easier. Well, there are no faults to overlook in our Lord and Savior. There's nothing to be forgiven on our end of Him. We're the ones in need of forgiveness. So we should always keep before us His love for us, the things He did for us, so that we might have that respect and that reverence for Him. Still in 1 Timothy, just in the next chapter, chapter number 4. In verse number 6, if thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, Thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ, nourished up in the words of faith and of good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. But refuse profane and old wise fables, and exercise thyself rather unto godliness. For bodily exercise profiteth little. I'm pretty sure some of us have that quote hanging on our wall. But godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that now is, and of that which is to come. When he says refuse profane and old wise fables, these myths and these doctrines of the world, literally, don't elevate them above your reverence to the things of Christ. When you approach Scripture, don't approach it from the viewpoint that I've got this great idea, I'm going to see how Scripture can support it, it's going to kind of be our leg to stand on. No, our entire shape, viewpoint of the world around us should be shaped by Scripture, by a reverence for the house of God, the things of God, the Word of God, and God Himself. When we have this respect, suddenly this being the final authority in our life goes from just a saying to something put into practice, because we have the reverence for the Word of God that it is the truth that we need. Bodily exercise profiteth little, but godliness is profitable unto all things. And he didn't say it's not profitable, bodily exercise. He said it profiteth little for the here and now. Literally, looping back around to what we talked about earlier, we'll put so much attention on our outward appearance that we fail to possess that mentality of reverence towards God. That reverence towards God. In chapter number 6 of 1 Timothy still, verse number 3, 1 Timothy 6:3. If any man teach otherwise, and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine, which is according to godliness, he's proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such, withdraw thyself. We're admonished very clearly to be careful about the followings and the teachings and the people that we attach ourselves to. There's a world out there of people who profess Christ, but they don't possess Christ. And they do the works, and they say the words and everything, but the Bible talks about, we won't get to that verse probably this morning, but it talks about they have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof. They seem to have some kind of a respect and a reverence for Christ, for the things of God, but it's not really evident in their life. They don't let it have control over them. It's just for appearance. They deny the power that it has. They suppose that gain is godliness. That when we have something to show for it, either we've increased the size of our building, or we've increased our congregation, or our bank account, or in our own personal life, we've increased our reputation, we've increased these. They suppose that's godliness. That the world knows what you've increased in. I've increased in knowledge, I've increased in wealth, I've increased in favor amongst the brethren. Look how good I am, I'm so virtuous, I'm so... People that suppose that that gain is godliness, the Bible says, withdraw thyself. Get away from it. Pull out of there. Stay away, because it couldn't be further from the truth. That's all the appearance of godliness. But when you have the power in your life, that respect and that reverence for God returns in everything that we do, especially our worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Associate Pastor Kyler Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.